Hello.
Hi, is this Malika?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Health Care Agency Family First Care in regards to Ms. Arlene Pratt.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Of course. Is now a good time to talk about the case?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I was actually trying to call earlier, but I couldn't remember the number. I didn't save it by accident.
You're okay. This is my direct line if you want to save it. I actually just, so they put her contact number as the main point. So I just spoke to her and then she was like, can you contact Malika? And I was like, absolutely. But okay. I made her aware that I was going to contact you. I work for the agency as an enrollment specialist for this program called The Waiver. Mm-hmm. And it's to assist Pennsylvania applicants get long-term services. It includes having family member, friend, take care of them, get paid for it. Now, I don't know what you spoke about with Stella. Did she go over the waiver program at all?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So it is an application that would take between 30 to 60 days. Yeah, it is a little lengthy. However, I can help you through the entire thing. It should take minimum 30 days. She will have to go through two separate appointments with the state. The first one is going to be financial. Second one is going to be a physical. And then they also have a form signed by her doctor to list diagnosis, ailments, and all of that.
Okay.
So to get the ball rolling on this, you guys can call into a Department of Welfare. It is called the broker. And I'm pretty sure that she probably gave you that number when you guys spoke.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Hold on. Let me get a pen.
No, you're okay. I could text it to you if you would like.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, that would be great.
Don't worry. Don't rush around.
Okay.
Okay. So, Malika. All right. So, with this, you guys can call in. They're going to want to speak with her. Does anybody have power of attorney?
No.
Okay. So, you can call in with her. When you call in, let them know that you're applying her for the waiver. And they will authorize you as a representative on her case. They're going to ask her to verify first name, last name, date of birth for herself, address, phone number, all by herself. And then they're going to ask her, is it okay that we authorize Malika? And once she says yes, they will add you on and you can take it from there. It's just that first phone call and getting it scheduled.
Okay. And what is it called again? The waiver, you said?
Yep, I'm writing it here. So I just am sending it over. I want to make sure that you get it while we're still on the phone. So I gave you the number for the broker, and then I said the waiver program, just so you know the name.
So I need to call both of them?
No, so the broker is in charge of the waiver program.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So the number that you're calling is to make that first appointment with the broker for the waiver program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that's a lot. Do you have any questions on that?
I don't think so, but are you going to send it to me like in order, like call this number first?
Yeah, here. You know what I can do? Actually, yes, I can. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. I actually have a little, I just can send you images, step-by-step images.
Okay.
And it's straight from the broker's website. So if you have any questions, that is sending through. I don't know why my system is so slow. Did you receive anything?
No, not yet.
215, hold on. Nope, you're the 267 number.
Yep,
I texted the other one. All right, let me redo this.
So you say you would need a letter from her doctor, so whatever the facility that she was at that has like all the information on her stuff, that's who.
So yeah, so there is a form that specifically the state fills out, and they need a diagnosis on it for the program. Now I have access to the form. They can have any MD or DO that she sees fill it out.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be specifically, it's whichever doctor knows her ailments the best.
Okay.
So yeah, it could be the facility.
Okay.
All right, I just sent that through. Did that go through?
I haven't heard it yet. Oh, wait. You will never be safe. No, not yet. I haven't received it yet.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why my system is.
And it said it's coming in as a text, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 567-819-5796. Okay, perfect. And you got the image, and then I texted you the number with the waiver program.
Okay, I have the number, the waiver program. I haven't received. Oh, the images are coming in now.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
If you need, what I'm gonna do, I'm also gonna send you the website. I have to look for it, and I will text it over to you, okay?
Okay.
So you can click on it. If the images don't load, you can click on that, and it'll show you exactly what I'm trying to send over.
Okay.
All right, and I'll follow up with you guys on Monday just to make sure you're all scheduled, see if you have any questions, and if you need me sooner, you just call me.
Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. My name is Allison.
Allison, okay, I'm going to save your number here. You said this is your direct line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I'm going to save you in here.
Yep, and I assist the patients and families that don't really understand the program through it until she has her hours and you're working. So you got me for a while, okay? Anything you guys need.
Okay, cool. That's very comforting because it's been crazy.
Of course.
Okay.
All right, do you have any other questions?
Nope, not right now.
Okay, if you think of anything, you could text me as well. Don't even worry.
Okay, or cool, even better.
All right, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, Malika.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Of course. We'll be in touch. Take care.
All right, thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.